WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone. Jackson Reed here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guru, dropping in with a brand new episode of the Motivation Spark. Daily Boost in 5. Today, we're tackling something powerful, something that can truly set you free. Cultivating forgiveness and letting go of those pesky grudges. Ever feel like you're carrying around this weight, this bitterness from the past? You know that feeling when resentment starts to creep in, making you tense up inside? Yeah, me too. But listen, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's ultimately hurting you more than anyone else. Now, I'm not saying forgiveness is easy. It takes work, it takes courage, and sometimes it feels downright impossible. But trust me, letting go of those grudges is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself. You'll find more peace, less stress, and a whole lot more energy to focus on the good stuff. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay or forgetting about it. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment so that you can move forward. Think of it like this. Holding onto a grudge is like refusing to let go of a hot coal because you're afraid to throw it away, but you're the one getting burned. Second, recognize that forgiveness is a process, not a switch you can just flip. It takes time, patience, and often multiple steps. You might feel anger, sadness, or even confusion along the way. That's totally normal. Just acknowledge those feelings, don't judge yourself for them, and keep moving forward. Remember, it's okay to take things one day at a time. Third, try practicing empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Could they have been going through something difficult? Were they hurting or making mistakes themselves? Empathy doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better and maybe even find some compassion. Fourth, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. Think about how much lighter you'll feel when you let go of that anger. Imagine the peace and freedom you'll experience. Visualize yourself moving forward with a sense of joy and optimism. These positive feelings are powerful motivators. Finally, remember that forgiveness is ultimately an act of self-love. You deserve to be free from the burden of resentment. By forgiving others, you're also forgiving yourself for holding on to anger in the first place. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your best friend did something that really hurt you, betrayed your trust, broke a promise, or even just said something hurtful. Is things right? You feel angry, disappointed, maybe even betrayed. But what if instead of letting that anger fester and turn into resentment, you chose to forgive? Maybe not immediately, but eventually. What would that look like? You might reach out to your friend, talk things through, and try to mend the relationship. Or maybe, just maybe, you find peace knowing that you've let go of the anger and chosen a path of compassion. That's the power of forgiveness. It sets you free from the chains of bitterness and opens up space for healing and growth. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and let go of those grudges. Remember, this isn't about condoning wrong actions, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger so you can live a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Take a moment right now to think about someone you need to forgive. Maybe it's a friend, family member, or even yourself. Imagine what it would feel like to let go of that anger and resentment. Ready to take action? Start by reflecting on those grudges weighing you down. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to? Who needs my forgiveness? Then, take baby steps, journal your feelings, practice mindfulness, or even try talking things out. Remember, every little step towards forgiveness is a victory. And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Motivation Spark. Don't forget to share this with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness. Leave a review and let me know how it resonates with you. Your feedback keeps the spark burning bright. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.